Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. As we continue reflecting on our theme for 2024, we're still in January. I know the year is progressing, and our theme is the year of overflow. And I strongly believe that God has continued to help you see the areas where he can bring overflow in your lives. Remember, our theme is delight from Psalms chapter 23 and verse 5. The last part says that he anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. You trust in God that your cup will overflow in the year 2024. You know what is the beginning point? You need to have a cup. And of course, this cup represents our needs, our goals, our plans, the things that we are trusting God to achieve and to accomplish this particular year. I don't know whether you have a cup. I don't know whether you have set goals. I know there are those of us who just go through the year, just anyhowly. You don't have any goals. You have not set, maybe the people who set resolutions, things that you wish to do and to accomplish this year. It is important to have goals. If you aim at nothing, you achieve nothing. But if you have goals, the things that you wish to do and to accomplish this year, it will be possible for you at the end of the year to look behind and say, I was able to do this, I was able to do that, and I was able to do that. So it is very important. It's very important, my brother and my sister, to have goals. And that represents your cup, that God would be able to do it and actually do it more, do it over and above your expectation. And that is the only way you can be able to stand and say that I had an year of overflow. If you have not done that, please set goals. What needs are you bringing before God? What cups are you trusting God to fill, and not only to fill, but to learn over? Amen. Today, I want, and actually the whole of this week, we'll be reflecting on the topic of building capacity for overflow. It is true we are trusting God that we are going to overflow in his grace, in his blessings, and his favor this year. But then how prepared are we to handle the blessings that God will bring our way? Are we prepared? You know, we can trust God for rains and the pray and fast and seek God that it is going to rain. But it in rains. When it rains, all of us can go out there and start dancing in the rain, feeling good that the rains have finally come. But you know something? Only the person who has a tank, they have put gutters on their roof so that they can be able to harvest that water, will benefit. Let me tell you that your joy may end immediately after the rains. As much as rains comes with so many benefits of a bounty harvest and all that, but if it's a question of water, only the person who has a tank, who has built capacity to handle the rains that are coming, will benefit. And so the question I want to ask yourself, in which way are you building capacity so that you can handle the blessings that God is about to bring your way? How prepared are you? When God told Abraham that he is going to bless him, to leave his father's house, to go to a place where he will show. And Abraham obeyed, although he did not know where he was going. When he arrived in the land of Canaan, the scripture talks of Abraham starting to dig wells. You know, he dig wells. He started building capacity because he knew those days we did not have bank accounts. I'm not so sure there were banks where you would put money and all that. Otherwise, maybe you would have started opening accounts. But let me tell you, Abraham knew that God is going to bless me with the livestock. There will be a lot of sheep. There will be a lot of goats, camels. God is going to give me. And these animals may come and be a problem. If I don't build the capacity to feed them and even to give them something to drink, then so he started digging wells. And the challenge for you and me is to dig wells that God is going to cause to overflow, you know, that God is going to cause to be a blessing to the overflow that he is bringing in our lives. God does not want to give you animals that are going to die of thirst just because you have not built capacity. God does not want to give you blessings that will become a problem. Why? Because you have not built capacity. It is important, my brother and my sister, you start building capacity. Actually, if you read in the Bible, in the scriptures, you find that Isaac actually is the one who started. And doing what? He started removing soil from the wells that his father Abraham had dug. And you know, the scripture talks of a righteous man leaving an inheritance for his children's children. So what does that mean? That your children will benefit from the capacity that you're building today. And even in your life in future, will build from the same capacity. We read in the book of Genesis chapter 26 and verse 18. And this is, the scripture is talking about Isaac. It's saying, Isaac opened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham. Isaac is benefiting from the capacity that his father Abraham had built, which the Philistines had stocked up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. You need wells. You need wells that the blessing that you're trusting God for will be able, they will be able to utilize. You need wells representing the capacity that will hold the blessings that God is sending your way. And you need to ask yourselves, what wells are you digging today? What wells are you reopening today? What is it that you can be able to do? Maybe you need to register a company if you expect to trade. Have you prepared the business card? No. Have you prepared yourself? Have you put in place systems and structures that you use to handle the customers and the business when it comes? My brother, my sister, build capacity. Otherwise, when the overflow comes, it may go to waste. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for challenging us and speaking to us today and telling us that we need to be prepared in handling the overflow that you're bringing our way. Abraham dug wells in the promised land so that he can be able to manage the blessings you want to send his way. And I pray for my brother and my sister that even as they trust you for overflow in their lives, it could be in their marriages, in their businesses, or in their workplace this year, that Lord, you will help them to build the necessary capacity for the overflow. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for encouraging us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm so grateful that you shared your time with me. I don't take this for granted. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for sharing that time with me. Those comments, I am grateful. And thank you for taking a step further to share this message to be a blessing to someone else. My brother, my sister, God is going to bring an overflow. Build capacity. You are blessed, and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead, and thank you so much.